First on CNN Student News Today, this is Hydea Pendleton, 15 years old, an honor student at her school in Chicago. This was Hydea performing with her school's majorette team during President Obama's inauguration in Washington. And 1 week later, this is where Hydea Pendleton was killed. She was shot by a gunman at a park in Chicago. Police say she probably was not the intended target. Hydea's name has become part of the discussion over guns in America, and her father says he's okay with that. The president's scheduled to talk about the issue of guns today when he meets with law enforcement officials in Minnesota. Right now, there's also a lot of talk about this photo of the president firing a gun. The White House says this was taken last August when the president went skeet shooting. The White House released this picture on Saturday. Some critics argue that was a political move. But the president has said there's a difference between hunting and target shooting and gun violence. He's been pushing for stricter gun laws. His belief is that it'll help reduce gun violence. Other people argue that guns help offer protection.
Guns make women safer. Over 90% of violent crimes occur without a firearm, which makes guns the great equalizer for women. The vast majority of violent criminals use their size and their physical strength to prey on women who are at a severe disadvantage.
We're hearing many different voices in this discussion about guns in America. We want to hear your voice, too. Go to our blog at CNNStudentNews.com. Talk to us about what you think. Today is World Cancer Day, and that word cancer can really hit home, especially if you or someone you know has ever dealt directly with it. The goal of World Cancer Day is to help people get a better understanding of this disease, and that's what we're working to do right now. For starters, what is cancer? It's not just one disease. There are more than 200 different types of cancer, and they can affect different parts of the body. These diseases are caused by changes to the DNA inside a person's cells. Those changes cause the cells to grow uncontrollably. In the U.S., more than 1 million people are diagnosed with cancer every year. Experts say that one-third of American women and one-half of American men can expect to develop some form of cancer. It's the second leading cause of death in the United States, but being diagnosed with cancer is not a death sentence. A lot of these diseases that used to be considered fatal can now be treated. Many can be cured. In fact, more than 12 million Americans are living with cancer today.